What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Let them know who I got on the phone right now.
You got your boy, Alshon Martin, man, checking in from the West Coast. What up?
Man, you got the internet in a frenzy right now, man. What the hell is going on, man? First and foremost, Alshon Martin, you're from, where you from?
I'm from South Central L.A.
South Central L.A. And when I first heard of you, I seen you with Shotty. You was a part of Treyway, 6ix9ine and all that. And since then, I see you selling the chain. What the hell is going on? Where do you start? Like, where did everything go wrong, I guess?
You know, when I was out there on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? I spent most of my time last year mostly in New York. So when I was in New York, you know, I was in the studio. And, you know, nigga, he'll leave and he'll be with 6ix9ine most of the time, but I still be, like, I was in there in the studio literally grinding, you know, sleeping, showering, breathing, like, really recording every day. And it got to a point nigga be gone and don't even, you know, check on the nigga and nothing like that. And just, you know, he started signing and saying all these other people was, you know, Treyway and, you know, I was completing a lot of music. I had, like, a project done. You know, I was trying to release records. He was just acting funny and shit. And, you know, too much like sucker shit a nigga can take. This was way before motherfuckers had got indicted and shit. And, you know, I had did a song, like I said, with my boy 504 from VS9. And, you know, I did a song with him and we did the act out. And I put, like he said, I was signed for him. I signed a little bullshit ass contract or whatever. But, you know, I was paying for my own videos. I paid for my own video. You know, my videos to get shoot and put up on Worldstar. So, if I'm an artist, what the fuck is you doing for me besides letting me yell Treyway, which you letting all these other motherfuckers do anyway? You get what I'm saying? So, I shot the video and then, you know, I didn't even have his number at one point and I was still out there on the behalf of him. I didn't even have his number at one point. I was DMing him. He would leave me on scene, leave me on red. You get what I'm saying? Just
so, hold on. Let me ask you. So, you didn't have his number. So, how did you get down with him in the first place? I'm confused.
No, I'm talking about I had his number, but then he, like, you know, he changed it numerous times. You feel me?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, as an artist and really being from West Coast and being out there on your behalf, I should have your number. If I'm your artist,
got you.
You get what I'm saying?
Got you.
If I'm your artist, I should be able to call you, nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So. At one point, I wasn't able to call him.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So the only time I was able to contact him was through Instagram. And when I tried to contact him through Instagram, he'll leave me on scene and read and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm like, what type of shit is this? And, you feel me? So this is before the indictment. Like, little people don't understand. Then, you know, you just leaving and I'm out here just trying to figure this shit out on my own. You get what I'm saying?
So you
no
communication. So you know the perception of people. You know the perception of people is like you waited till they went to jail and then you started going crazy, but when they was home, everything was all good. Could you clarify that for people? I think you just did, but
nah.
Go ahead.
Nah. Hell no. Can you hold on 1 second? I got to cut you over.
Go ahead. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Live and direct. We got Alshon Martin on the phone checking in from the West Coast. I see a lot of madness on the internet.
I'm about to go to the studio, okay?
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So basically, I'm on my way to the studio right now.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so basically and shit, you know, that was never the case. I didn't wait till a nigga went to jail. You know what it was? I shot my act right video.
Mm-hmm.
My act out. I shot my act out video. Like I said, I paid for it, did my whole thing. He wasn't communicating with me still since then. You feel what I'm saying? So I put my shit out on my own. He just so happened to go to jail and get indicted and shit. So I'm doing my thing. From jail, he's making these calls, getting my music taken down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So he was already on some bullshit before he went to jail. You feel me? So, you know, it wasn't like I didn't know a nigga was going to jail. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my whole thing is this, bro. I'm an artist. I rap, bro. This is what I do. And this is what I came to do. You know what I'm saying? I went against the grain. I went against my coast. I went against the West Coast. I went against LA people. I stood up. I put my neck out there for them niggas, bro. You feel what I'm saying? I put my set down. Everybody know where I'm from. Ain't no secret. I stand 6'7". I'm from Hoover Street. Everybody know that. It ain't no secret. You feel me? So it's like I put myself out there for them, and I feel like he didn't appreciate what the fuck I did. You know what I'm saying? Because my part played a big role in 6ix9ine's success. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
More than what anybody can think.
Yeah, elaborate on that. Elaborate on that.
Because, like, you got to understand, L.A. is all about politics, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
L.A. is all about politics. And, you feel me? Like, it's like I went against what everybody was saying. Like, everybody did not want to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, nah, we don't want this nigga out here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want him in L.A. Hold on real quick. Oh, that's not him. Hold on, my bad. I'm outside. Waiting for my ride to pull up. But anyway, so L.A. about politics and shit, man. And, you know, I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I stood up for them because I believed in them. I didn't give a fuck with what the next person was saying. I believed in them. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And
hindsight is 2020. Was that a mistake? Was that a mistake now when you look back?
Nah, bro. You know, life, I don't look at it like as a mistake. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lesson. I learned from it.
What's the last conversation? What's the last conversation you had with Shotty?
The last conversation was I had a conversation with him from just recently. He called me.
Okay.
Probably like a couple of days ago.
Mm. And how did that conversation go? Was it
shit, I didn't give him a chance to even speak. Nigga, I went off, you feel me?
Mm.
You know, he's calling me. Man, why are you telling everybody you ain't Treyway? You know, I got you another contract. Fuck you in that contract, all the whole little shit that me going on. You know what I mean?
So you did sign paperwork, though?
I signed a bullshit-ass contract. Yes, I did.
Okay. So how could you get out of a contract? That's what I'm confused on. And many people probably want to know. How could you get out of that?
Because once he got indicted.
Uh-huh.
That contract was invalid from that day. The day he got indicted for what he got indicted for.
Got you.
That day.
Got you.
You feel me?
You selling the chain? Is it the chain? Is why are you selling the chain?
The chain is sold, man. Y'all about to see who got the chain real soon.
Damn.
I'm not going to give it away, but y'all about to see it's going to break the internet. Somebody got the chain, man.
Damn.
You might find out tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got the chain that we all know.
Wow.
And it's going to be hella, it's going to be funny, it's going to be big. And you're the first person I told, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's most likely tomorrow.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
What was your relationship with 6ix9ine? Like, y'all was good?
Nigga, 6ix9ine was cool.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I didn't like what he said about me in the Breakfast Club interview, because like, he kind of threw me in the bus saying, like, oh, they ain't one artist from Treyway. But once I started saying this shit, I said, okay, I see what's going on. This shit going to the left already. This nigga talking crazy up on this Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? But that just go from, you know, if Shotty was, listen, bro, if Shotty was on his A game,
mm-hmm.
6ix9ine was the biggest artist in the world. How can you fumble that? You know what I'm saying? Like, 6ix9ine was the hottest artist in the world 2018, no arguing. And I was right there, and I'm supposed to be your artist. You could have had the West Coast going crazy. You could have, you already had 6ix9ine in the palm of your hands. How do you fumble something like that? Because your shit wasn't, you wasn't right. Your shit wasn't together. Because at the end of the day, let's be real, man, 6ix9ine ain't even supposed to be up in there, bro. That nigga just want to do music, bro. He ain't, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't know all that shit they trying to plan on him, bro. He ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? Dude just want to do music, bro.
So right now, do you have to go back through some certain places on your coast and men shit, or you just like fuck with niggas thinking how they feel about what happened?
You said, do I gotta go where? Say that one more time.
Do you have to be on your coast now and like mend certain things with certain people, or you just like fuck it? You know how niggas feel is how they feel. Cause I know right now everybody I told you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the vibes like?
A couple people gonna feel the way they feel, like how they been feeling. And I mean, as men and as I ain't gonna even want to drop these niggas' names, but niggas be old as hell as fuck saying what they gotta say. But it's like, my nigga, I'm still a young man and I'm still growing, and I'm not perfect, but I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to become, like, if I make a decision, I made that decision as a man. And if you wanna judge me from whatever this, that, I don't, I mean, that's what you gonna judge me from. But at the end of the day, nigga ain't saying nothing to me in my face or disrespecting me in my face. Only thing a motherfucker can do is do the social media shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, niggas, I'm about that pull up shit. Like, not even trying to talk all reckless on this shit, but any nigga in LA that's pretending to be from LA or saying who they are, I'm with the, like, I'm about that action. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally about the action.
So,
and whether they not want to admit it or not, but I'm about all that. You know what I'm saying?
So I seen you in the interview before. You said when they was in LA, you was actually protecting them in LA.
I mean, look, I don't want to name drop, but niggas came out to LA and niggas did let their nuts hang for us. Like, all these other niggas saying that niggas was, bro, we was, them niggas came to LA three people.
Uh huh.
When 6ix9ine came to LA. And I had all my homies with me.
Okay.
We done the clubs and everything, bro. We was doing all the whole, they didn't even let us in clubs. They were scared. They were scared to let us in clubs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not saying I was protecting. I was just being a real nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I say, I came out to New York. Niggas showed me love. It was love. So I did the same thing when niggas came out to LA. I showed love. But I think I extended so much because, like, you know, I'm not no blood. I took niggas to blood sets and all that. I took niggas to the Nickerson Gardens.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? I did that because I wanted to have some type of real official Damos over here with me from the West while I'm rocking with these dudes, even though they Damos. I'm introducing Damos to Damos. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to be a tap in with Damos on that. You know what I'm saying? That's like, You understand what I'm saying?
Nah, I got you. Right? I got you.
You feel me? So I felt like, now that I think about it, I felt like, shit, man, maybe niggas was kept me around for protection because niggas wasn't pushing me as no artist. You know what I'm saying?
So when that Complex Con thing happened, where was you at when that took place?
Niggas didn't, once again, this is when niggas was acting all funny and shit.
Mm.
Niggas wasn't responding to none of my calls or my, are responding to my DMs or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So it was no lawyer involved that was in the middle of y'all? Like, it wasn't no other person you could speak to get in contact with with the label?
When I tried to speak to the lawyer, guess what?
Uh-huh.
When I tried to speak to the lawyer, he said, man, Al, I'm clueless as much as you are, man. I don't know why they doing what they... This is what... You know what I'm saying? The same thing. I don't know why they even got you out here like this. I don't know why they not... These niggas was going to L.A. After I done looked out for them and brought the niggas to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
they was going to L.A. without me. And this is what he done. He was paying all these fucking bodyguards for protection. When he came out to L.A. with me, it was not one bodyguard. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was the bodyguard, if you want to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He paying all these fucking bodyguards all this money. And when you came to L.A. with me, you didn't have not one bodyguard because I had me and my homies. You can basically say me and my homies was the bodyguards, right? That's how I look at it. Because when you was fucking with me, you didn't have all them bodyguards. You had a bunch of street niggas fucking with me.
So when,
you know what I'm saying?
When y'all was in L.A. the first time and it looked like people was looking for y'all and everywhere y'all went, somebody
yeah.
was...
Yeah. See, the funny part about it, the dude, this is the crazy part about it. And I was telling Shadi, and I said, bro, you niggas ain't got to worry about none of these niggas, man. Anyway, one of these niggas that was with 6ix9ine, went behind our back and checked in with one of the dudes. Come to find out, the dude that was behind all these Crip niggas looking for us is a snitch.
Wow.
Paperwork out there, everybody know. He's a known snitch.
Wow.
His homies is dissing him now on Instagram and everything.
Wow.
But he the same dude that had a million Crip niggas on Instagram acting like they looking for us. So I was laughing because, you know, I had my homies with me. And it was just funny. I'm like, yo, these niggas was making it seem like they was really looking for us.
But you know what I'm saying?
But
you Crip too, though, right?
Man.
But you just from a different set. You Crip too, but you just from a different set.
Well, I'm from Hoover, like in L.A.
Uh-huh.
Hoovers ain't Crips. I mean, the Five Deuces is Crips.
Okay.
But all the other cliques in my where I come from ain't Crips. You feel me?
Gotcha.
You got the Five Deuces, 5974 8 Trey 9 Deuce 94 107 Lam Deuce. Only out of all of those is Five Deuce is Crips. We so big, we are our own entity. You hear me?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We're just one of the biggest gangs in L.A., and we just our own shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Got you.
Put it like that.
So,
yeah, but I say cuz, and yeah, my big homies is Crips. So you can call me a Crip. If some of my homies is Crip, and I'm Cripping with the homies, that's what it is.
Got you. So right now, where do you stand as an artist? What's your movement? What you doing right now?
Man, well, shit, man, I'm about to just drop crazy records and show y'all what I'm about. You know, I just did a little diss. I want to show y'all. I mean, now people kind of have some heads turned, like niggas ain't dope. Because niggas ain't really rapping like that right now. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm really spitting bars and got a good delivery. And I ain't going to say I'm the most lyrical person, but you listen to the record, you can say I'm nice with the wordplay. And I got a couple little punchlines here and there, and, you know. You know, I just kind of broadcasted that and let niggas know nigga can bite a nigga head off if I have to. I'm about to just drop a lot of records and shit, visuals and shit like that, project coming, all that.
So I seen you out there with Sincere Gabbano. That's the homie.
Right.
Wyclef and all that. Could you?
Is
it too premature to tell about what's jumping off, or we gonna see?
Nah, I mean it is like I'm Gabbano. You know, uh-huh. That's the label. Viral Gang is my own movement,
mm-hmm.
But Gabbano is my movement too.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Viral Gang is just my niggas that. My little clique, you know what I'm saying? My producers and my homies and shit. That's my little viral game. But Gabbano is the family all together.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And Clef is like the uncle of it.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So
that's
any
Uncle Clef.
Any people that 6ix9ine used to be around, did they reach out to you? Did you get a chance to talk to any of them?
Yeah. I mean, you know, 6ix9ine. I mean, his friends is like, to be honest with you, his immediate friends ain't street dudes at all.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
6ix9ine's friends are squares.
Okay.
You know what I mean? His real friends. He don't got no real street friends, like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's out there in the streets that's still talking, like, speaking up for him like that or nothing like that. But, you know, I tried to reach out to his baby mama because I got the chance to, you know, really know his daughter and his mom's and, you know,
uh-huh.
Be family amongst and shit like that. But, you know, she out here going live with all these rappers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even on that type of time, on some bitter baby mama type of time. But, you know, I definitely reach out, you know, and, you know, whatever his daughter need, I look out. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them type of homies.
So,
I'm a real friend, you feel what I'm saying? I really genuinely cared about him, you feel me?
So for the record,
I care about
yeah, so for the record, you don't have no issues with 6ix9ine?
No.
Okay.
I never had none.
Okay.
Never.
And so your issue is with Shotty in particular, or is it Shotty and somebody
else?
Okay.
Yeah, him. And,
okay.
And a lot of these other niggas is trying to, you know, they trying to make it seem like he birthed them or something. You feel what I'm saying? So my problem is with him. You know what I mean? If anybody else got a problem with that, that's what they got a problem with.
Before we go, it was people telling you that you're not really Treyway in the first place. Do you wish you listened to them?
I wish that was the truth, because then I wouldn't be worrying about all this lawyer shit.
Oh, okay.
And all this shit. Getting my songs taken off the fuck. These niggas, I don't know if these niggas are talking about some street shit.
Okay.
Or some, you know, see, these niggas, A lot of these niggas DM me, "How you a Hoover and you repping Nine Trace?" I'm not no Nine Trace blood. I rep them. I'm doing music. You feel me? Like, I don't know about all that other shit y'all yelling about. I don't know if they saying, "Oh, you was never Treyway on some street shit," or what they talking about. But I know I was Treyway on some, on the paper, on the music side. You feel me? So, and I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
At this point, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't give a fuck.
So let me ask you something. When you got the chain and it said 93 on it, you didn't know what that meant?
Yeah.
You didn't know what that meant?
That, but shit. I can say, look, where I come from in L.A., Treyway don't represent. This is what it is. In L.A., when you say Treyway, that's some Crip shit in L.A.
Oh, okay.
So me saying Treyway, that's some gangster Crip shit, and we fuck with gangster Crip. So that don't look bad on my behalf, saying Treyway. Being
okay.
From L.A. Because ain't no Trey's Bloods in L.A. You hear what I'm saying? So that was weird to me off top. But me having a Nine Trey on my chain, I'm from Nine Deuce Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and raised on 93rd. You get what I'm saying? So that it's saying 93, I didn't have a problem with that.
So it all made sense
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it kind of made sense for you because you was on 93rd. Okay.
Yeah, I'm born and raised on 93rd, you feel me? So the 93, you know what I'm saying, was cool. Shit, I was, you know, that's the year I was born, too. You feel what I'm saying?
So, oh, wow.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I ain't no problem with me. I didn't have no problem with it.
All right, so give the people all your social media.
Oh, man, my social media is Alshon Martin, AlshonMartin. That's Alshon Martin on Instagram, Alshon Martin on Twitter. Shit, Alshon Martin on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm going to keep dropping music, keep dropping content. You know what I'm saying?
So you in a legal battle right now? Or any music that you get put up, does it?
Nah,
it gonna
that shit ain't about to be no legal battle. That shit over with now. He can't never take no music down for me now. You get what I'm saying?
So, all right.
I got lawyers all time on all that shit.
So all the records that you recorded with him, through him, who keeps that? Do you keep it?
He got him. He got him.
Okay.
I sent it to him. The thing is, in the contract, you know, it was supposed to be like a 16-month contract, you know what I'm saying? And I had to do like 12 songs, and he had 16 months to give me a deal. It's been past that time. I been sent him all the 12 songs. And, I mean, even in the contract, he can't even fulfill the contract, because in the contract, he got to listen to all the songs and put out the songs. How can he do all the shit he's supposed to do from jail? You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
He can't even do none of this shit on his behalf in the contract in jail. You feel what I'm saying?
So all your songs with Fetty Wap and all that, you lose all that?
I mean, I got them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and we're going to see what we can do. You feel me?
Yeah.
We're going to see what we can do. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Because I'm asking you that, all the relationships that you built by fucking with them, is that gone now, or
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if niggas is on that type of time, then that's whatever type of time they on. At the end of the day, bro, I'm just doing music. I didn't grow up with none of you motherfuckers anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, shit, man, you fuck with me, you come out to the West Coast, it's still love.
Okay.
You know, because when I come out there, I'm still going to be straight because I got homies out there, so I'm good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so that's what it is, man. I just wanted to see what the hell was going on. You got a chain out there. You selling and all that. So by tomorrow, because this is going up in a few minutes. So by tomorrow, everybody's going to see who got the chain or within the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow for sure.
Okay. All right, so, yo, I got your math. If anything, you know, you got my number. We know we got the same people. Let's build. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this again. When you touch
let's
New
build.
York, let's get
exactly.
up face to face and sit down.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. So that's what it is. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace. All right. So that was Alshon Martin calling in from the West Coast. I just had to get a little bit of clarity of what the hell was going on. So I know people who know people who know people. So I make phone calls. I get people on the phone. And I guess he explained everything, what's going on with him and the whole Treyway situation. Hopefully everybody could work everything out without, you know, shit getting too crazy on the street level or anything like that. You know, just conduct that business and do good business. And, you know, that's what it is. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. And it's time for me to get the hell out of here. And you know what I do? I'm gone.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.